This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The homepage editor of the Washington Post, Doris Truong, is supposedly shown in a video sneaking pictures of Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson's notes during a break in his confirmation hearing. Supposedly she's up at the podium there. He's not at his seat, and she's taking photos of the notes. The problem with this is that the woman in the photo is not Doris Truong. She was not even in the building at the time. But a piece first published by Loyola University Chicago's Center for Digital Ethics and Policy reports that didn't stop Drudge, the Gateway Pundit, and other sites from reporting this news, from Sarah Palin tweeting about it. And this isn't just something that, oh, a quick mistake, forgotten about. Doris Truong received a lot of nasty comments through her social media accounts. She says her emails and voicemail also included messages calling her pathetic, a sneaky thief. A lot of comments also focused on her Chinese heritage, mm-hmm. implying or outright stating that she must be spying for China. So, I'll say this is an example of what can happen when sites such as Drudge shoot from the lip without checking the facts. This is an example of the damage that can be done by poor reporting and by fake news. And Will, you just last week wrote a column in the McDonough County Voice
yes.
about fake news.
Well, this is especially problematic when we're making causal or casual relationships with we see something happen, so we assume or jump to conclusions that this means something else has been the case when we have to verify things. And that's what's basically being allowed to happen with these the checks and balances not having been there and the checkpoints with these online journalists. And the fake news, quote unquote, is prevailing. And so this is going to become increasingly problematic when there's no net, no checkpoints or no vetting being done. And reporters aren't even more responsible about this. And that really gives the whole of the honest and the earnest journalists who are trying to do their job honestly and above board problem trying to cover this administration going forward and the news going forward.
Jasmine, do mm-hmm. you have to talk now to your students about fake news? And is this something new? Have you had to talk about fake news in the past?
We did talk about fake news a little bit last semester because it was becoming a part of the presidential campaign and it was being discussed quite a bit by Donald Trump. We've even discussed it in my first week of classes. And we discussed the dossier that had been released by BuzzFeed and how Donald Trump had called the reporting by CNN about this dossier being, you know, given in the briefing, the intelligence briefings. He called it fake news. He said it didn't happen, but there were multiple sources, including Vice President Joe Biden, who said, yeah, it did happen, you know, maybe at like a few days after the fact, after the reporting. So we discussed that whole thing because about half of my class, I had about 13 students, they had maybe somewhat heard about it but weren't really familiar with it, and some who hadn't at all heard about this. And I think it's important for someone who's studying journalism, not to mention just people in general consuming journalism, to know how this happened and how it's really – CNN wasn't reporting any fake news. It seems that people are anything that people don't agree with, they're calling fake news. And that's really dangerous to our democracy. And that's my opinion. I think probably the opinion of many journalists. We have to be extra careful, even though that's our prerogative is to be careful about how, you know, getting the accuracy and being factually correct about things. But we even have to be more careful with our sources and vetting people because we need to get things right or we continue to lose people.
I agree that that's especially dangerous to this endeavor in this industry. I'll just say that at one time, having taught basic journalism 101 classes for years, you know, the curriculum or textbooks have always included early on what is news, fact and fiction, separating the two. And I think now with this discussing fake news and its rearing of its ugly head, especially within this past year, that's something that I know educators and curriculum writers and textbooks are going to have to approach in the future. It's something that we as educators are also having to have set aside times to discuss with our students and discuss in depth and at length.
Yeah, reporters have always been taught about accuracy. Reporters in training, just newsrooms in general, you talk about getting the story right. But is this something now we also have to worry about, is making sure that sources are that if you read something, that it is accurate indeed, that it's not something fake that's made up to mislead people?
I would think anything that you would read online, especially even something that I just saw that caught my attention, I think I need to do a little bit more vetting or clarify or confirm with some more credible sources. But no, I think it's going to lend itself to that, and it's going to be an extra burden that journalists in the future or from this point forward are going to have to provide to ensure the our credibilities.
I told my students, you need a healthy skepticism. You need to really question what you're reading and who is publishing it, and really check out, especially the online, because a lot of people just, that's how they consume news. They're on their Facebook page. They're seeing things shared by their friends and their family. And you know, I asked my students, I said, how many of you guys have noticed when your friends or family have shared something that you realized was not true? And about half of them raised their hands. So, I mean, this is something that happens quite a bit, and many people are familiar with it. Yeah, anyone can be tricked. And I even someone that Rich and I know had talked about how he had shared an article which was maybe 5 months old, and he didn't realize it at the time. He'd read it and he'd shared it, and then went back and apologized for sharing this. And I'm sure people have seen this whenever. You know, celebrity deaths come up, and maybe someone died like 2 years ago, but someone shares the news like it was just happened. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing happens, and that's not necessarily fake news. But even this reporter who holds himself to, I mean, the highest standard said, "I made a mistake there, even though it's not fake news. You know, it's old and it's not current, and I shouldn't have shared it. And I'm sorry if anyone saw that." So, I mean, I'm always trying to keep myself accountable, and I'm sure many people who are journalists really think about this now more than they ever did before.
Do you, as educators, require students, if they're writing a paper for you, to cite sources that are not online? If they have an online source they cite in a report, do they also have to back that up and verify it with something that's actually in print?
I would do I asked them to do anything that I did as a reporter for a number of years as a newspaper reporter. And yes, we had to verify and confirm. I see sometimes student stories in my classes that would say, according to the website, well, that doesn't cut it. I would come back to them and highly advise them to find a credible human source to justify the information that you just got.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And when we do our local newscast, we'll take information from official Facebook pages, like maybe the Macomb Park District, but I do not let them steal information from any other media source. You don't know how vetted that information is. I mean, anyone makes mistakes. So I really hold them accountable to that. And if I find people stealing information from other media, then, you know, they don't do well in that assignment.
Lazy reporting always leads to mistakes, no matter how innocent you think it is. It's always problematic down the road.
Well, for real, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more A Shop Talk.